You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder Colab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Yo,
what's up?
Que tal, vatos locos? Welcome to our bonus podcast, Over Promise, because, well, Rich, I blame it all on you because you talk a lot.
Please do.
He always overpromises things we don't have time for. So we have this podcast as a result. So thanks to you.
Hey, thank you. We get to cover everything.
Everything.
In fact, today's opening day, baseball.
Baseball.
How about that?
How about, you know what? Taking off the jacket. It's springtime. It's baseball.
Show everyone the Yanks.
Hell yeah. Look at this. Let's go Yankees.
So
again, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. He's a Mets fan. Hope all your teams win. I hope you enjoy the day. Thank you for hanging out with us. Remember, we're Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 on the West, 5 to 7 on the East on Fox Sports Radio. It's always a pleasure hanging out with you. Later in the show, we're taking a trip to Vegas to see a fight this weekend. We're going to tell you about it. We're also going to go over the people we hate the most on the plane. All right,
the worst plane people?
Yeah. Don't be one of those.
But since it is opening day.
Yeah.
Funny shot up. Baseball's done a great job at a few things.
Baseball.
Speeding up the game. I think over the last couple of years, I like the changes they've made. But I think the biggest underrated thing in the world of Major League Baseball is how great they've done at making each stadium have unique gourmet food. Food is such a big part of baseball to me now. Where you go to Dodger Stadium, Citi Field, Chase, AT&T, wherever you go, there's something.
I'm not going to debate this because I'm with you, my man.
Yeah.
However, is this turning into fat guy radio, fat guy conversations here
fat
on our podcast?
Fat guy convos.
Is this fat guy convos?
Yeah, this is fat guy convos. Yeah.
All right. Fat guy convos.
Fat
Let's
guy
go.
Fat guy convos.
Spot, you love fat guy convos.
I love fat guy
and
convos.
And you love talking food. And I think when we were kids, correct me if I'm wrong.
It. No, I made a great graphic for it.
It's a long-ass intro.
I told you it was.
You're building a freaking cheeseburger.
Yeah, but that's where it all started,
fat guy
right?
Convos.
Burgers and dogs and sausage.
No, but that right there, you could stop because when we were kids, you go to a ball game, hot dog, hamburger, maybe nachos, peanuts, Cracker Jacks. There wasn't the big variety of food you have now. And I love it. I think it's part of the game.
Well, that's part of the history. That's what makes baseball fun. It's the old school feeling of get your beer here, your peanuts, your Cracker Jacks. The guy with his paperboy hat.
No one wants that shit anymore.
1950 something trying to sell you the basics. But now you got all kinds of things. You got garlic fries if you want.
No
you got chicken tenders. You got so many options. You got all these restaurants.
Well,
you got sushi.
You know, that was, I think, I'm going to give credit to the ice cream and the baseball helmet as the first, like, oh, let's throw something new in the mix. When we were kids, I think that was the first addition to the basics, hamburger, hot dog, nachos.
I'm such a fan of that, Rich, that I bring my own life-sized regular helmet, my oversized David Wright helmet I bring. And I'm like,
What are you, John Olerud?
Yeah.
You wearing a helmet all the time?
I bring the John Olerud. I'm like, can I have ice cream in this, please? Thank you.
John Olerud, who, by the way, was on A-Rod's A-Rod team.
I mean, he wore a helmet. He was a good first baseman. But I can't leave the ballpark without the ice cream in the helmet. That's the rule. But there's so many great treats. I don't know if it's the best part of baseball. Maybe it's the best change that you like. I got one. You know what really gets me into baseball besides all the food and the snacking and the boozing?
What's that?
Just the sound of the organ. For sure. I'm not even kidding you.
I do enjoy...
I got to hear that Hava Nagila. That gets me pumped.
I do enjoy the sounds of the stadium, But look at that. Like the ice cream in the helmet. It could be the Braves, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, you name it. I'm having soft serve in a helmet every single time.
I can't leave without that. I'm with you on that. And I don't know if you saw this, but our boy Danny G.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Have you seen what they're doing in Chicago? Well, the dude, White Sox.
There's a whole list. Spot. Yeah. If you want to just pull up a couple of these articles.
Yeah.
Every year they introduce new food. And I'm a Mets fan, so when Citi Field opened, they left the old school shitty Shea Stadium vibes behind. Because remember, they initially had and still do have Shake Shack.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal. You bring in your own pizza spot. You bring in a rib place, steak burgers. Like, it gets next level. But this year, I want to start with the crab pizza. AT&T in San Francisco. There's a whole list spot. The first article I sent you
I got it.
Leads with it. It looks so good to me.
Like, I'm going to have to pass on this one. I don't like crustaceans on my pizza.
A Dungeness crab pizza?
I like some pizza at the ball game, Dungeness. But I don't need crab on my pizza.
Spot, that's almost like a too crazy. It's almost like a pizza crab roll combo in San Francisco. How do you beat that?
I mean, I get it. It goes with the vibe, but I'm just saying I'm passing, dog. That's all.
Looks like a French bread pizza.
That you like fantastic. That spot?
I would destroy that.
Yeah. You know, a few beers in you? Or Trulies nowadays, whatever you're getting, you'll probably eat just about anything.
Or
anyway.
Do you mean at any stadium there where they have a full bar?
Yeah.
Where they have little lounges?
The
where
evolution
it's not,
of
it's
the
not
gluttonizing.
Just, it's not just beer here.
Hey, dude, slow down. You're acting like this is Fat Guy Radio or something.
Fat Guy Radio. Fat Guy Combos.
Should I play the intro again?
No, I think we're good. Now, there's the double Mitchwich. This is another one I saw.
Okay.
Two players, Mitch Haniger and Mitch Garver. They're doing the double Mitchwich, where each half is their likings. Like, one's like chicken and avocados fried up. One side's like a Cuban sandwich. Like,
see, now we're talking.
May I read the description for you?
Please. Do, Spot.
The Mitch Garver side has marinated pulled pork, sliced Black Forest ham, Swiss cheese, Dijonnaise, and sliced pickles on Cuban bread, while the Mitch Haniger side includes grilled chicken breast, marinated tomatoes, crispy bacon, a fried avocado wedge, and Havarti cheese served on a flatbread.
Now we're talking. Now.
I'm in.
Proceeds go to the Seattle Children's Hospital. So it's even for a good cause.
Wow.
See? And a good cause.
I like that. Now we're seeing that's some good stuff right
Camino,
there.
You want to settle a beef?
Let's do it.
Ooh. No. Settling a beef is the name of the new Reuben sandwich in Chicago. It's a big ass Reuben.
It's a Reuben.
Look at this freaking sandwich.
Look at the size of this thing.
Fat guy convos.
That's too much for me. Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on that.
It's their take on a Reuben spot.
What is that, $40?
It's got to be, right?
You think are there old school fans are like, this takes away from the game? Hey,
no. Nah. I like the in between inning antics. I like the t-shirt cannons. I like the food.
This adds to the fun, and options are great. I'm not being the old stick in the mud. I like being a fat guy, too. But I'm old school, man. I do want a hot dog. I do want sausage. If I'm going to a Yankee game, I want the sausage with the peppers and onions.
I get you.
All this other stuff, too much. I don't need all that.
You know, I'll still get a Dodger dog.
That's what I'm saying. It's cool to have the options. I'm not hating on
it. But hold on. When you're done having the Dodger dog or the Yankee Stadium Premio sausage.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this dessert out of Chicago? It's like the campfire milkshake extravaganza.
That's what Danny G was talking about. That's what I was telling you about.
Dude.
Topped with graham crackers, marshmallows, and pieces of chocolate. It's a 16-ounce campfire milkshake. Look at that thing. It's ridiculous.
You're going to shit your pants after you have. You think you, lactose boy, you're not going to make it to the parking lot.
You know what's funny, too, is I try to, you know, maintain springtime, jawline season, try to get in shape. Imagine asking for this sugar-free. Hey, do you have that in a keto option?
Keto option? No, I don't think that's
enough.
Do you have a
sugar-free fat guy shake for me?
Let me hit you up with a couple more fat guy options. The Orioles have the warehouse dog.
Where do you tell your kids no? Right? Because that's the thing. Because when you were a kid and you just wanted some cotton candy, dad would be like, yeah, well, we know. We got that at home.
How did I spoil my kids when we get them
whatever they want?
Well, you go to the ballpark. I feel like, don't go if you're going to pack some cheese doodles. Like, I don't know. To me, like, you go to the game. That's part of the experience.
All right.
Go all out. If you can, right?
Okay.
How about the Orioles warehouse dog? Or if you want to keep scrolling spot, Tampa has the new short rib nachos.
I like that.
See, now I like that.
I do. Nachos.
Nachos. Come on. Yes. Wise man chooses nachos.
You got to think about the execution of eating some of these things. Like, nachos are great because you can pick them one at a time. They come in a plate. If you're eating a giant Reuben in your seat and you have to, like,
it's tricky.
Hold that entire thing while you're taking a bite.
I know, because we were at a Broncos game this year and I had tomato soup and I'm like, you know, soup in a seat's not that easy. Like,
is the Reuben named after Reuben Sierra?
Reuben Tejada.
Oh, sorry. Tejada. By the way, I want to know the rules here too, because for some reason, when it comes to baseball games, right, and we're so fired up for opening day, obviously, enjoy the games, especially if you're going. Why is it that we have this rule, this unwritten rule, where we could just throw our peanut shells everywhere and just leave the garbage there?
We're slobs.
Yeah, why is that? So when we're eating the nachos, we just leave the whole plate there for...
It's like stadiums and movie theaters.
Right by our feet.
People lose any sense of, like, manners at a ballpark and a movie theater.
You know, leave it. The people that clean this up, we got to be more respectful to them, but they must be thinking, great, more milkshakes to clean up.
Can I hit you up with more
nachos in my way?
Can I hit you up with maybe one or two more?
Sure.
That guy convo?
Yeah, man. You're getting everybody hungry just thinking about it.
How about at Wrigley? By the way, the Cubs are going to be good this year. People are some predicting them to win that division. Mm-hmm. They got Craig Counsell now as a manager. The chimichurri steak sandwich. That seems like it's right up your alley.
Not just any steak. Tri-tip.
Yeah.
A tri-tip chimichurri?
I'll try some right now.
I'm not trying to sound like the fat guy conversation, but
no, that's
honestly,
good stuff.
When you were a kid, it was a hamburger, hot dog, nachos, or Cracker Jacks.
You don't see how they're getting you, though?
That's part of the
tickets
fun. It's like an adventure.
So expensive, and now you're paying for chimichurri steak sandwiches. You know, like, that's expensive, dude. Really just piling it on.
Do you want to go to Arizona real quick? Because I want to go to Arizona try the apple pie chimichanga.
I mean, I'm not going to say no. You buying?
Look at that. Look at that. Little fried chimichanga, apples, ice cream, whipped cream.
Where's this again?
Caramel popcorn.
In Arizona, Chase Field, where we've been.
Wow.
I got two more spots because this fat guy convo, I can't stop.
Bring it.
I sent you another article at Citi Field. What do you love? At a New York City bakery, are you not a fan of the rainbow cookie?
I mean,
who doesn't love the rainbow cookie?
It's got that little hint of almond in there.
Oh, yeah.
The traditional.
Oh, yeah.
The Italian rainbow cookie. How about you put that inside an egg roll? Hence.
Like a deep fried rainbow cookie?
What? A deep fried rainbow cookie at Citi Field.
Sign me up. I'll take that because I don't do sushi. So I'll take some of that.
That's your way of eating Japanese food?
That's my sushi right there. You know, I think that's where it started for me. When the Yankees got Hideki Matsui, it became an international thing. Mm-hmm. And that's when they started selling sushi and selling different options, like next level.
I love it.
It went beyond garlic fries at that point.
I guess
that was the first time I noticed it.
My point is the ball game is such a great place to relax, have a drink, take in the game, the sunshine. You're with your kids or your buddies or coworkers. I think adding more food and alcohol options, how is that ever a bad thing?
No, it's not.
You're adding more options.
It's just
for your wallet, it is.
Yeah, wallets.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was a list that came out. We talked about it on our show. Opening day ticket prices. Like, the least expensive seat. The least expensive seat at a Cubs-Rangers game. The least expensive seat. And again, granted, they're defending champions.
Yeah.
But the least expensive seat on opening day is $285.
Yeah, you could go see other teams for $20.
You go there with your family. But if you are in Texas, if you're at Texas, $285 plus your guests, your family, plus all these fat guy options, that's an expensive-ass day.
One more fat guy option?
Let's hear it.
One last one. Spot, is it on the second list I gave you? In Texas, speaking of the Rangers, defending World Series champions, they got this.
They have two new ones.
It's meatballs and garlic knots on a stick.
Have you seen this one,
Spot?
No.
Yeah, give me some gabagool. Oh, yeah.
Gabagool.
Find this one. Hang on.
I love it.
Meatballs and garlic knots on a stick. That shit looks tasty.
On a stick.
I'm going to have to find this one.
I love it, though. Hey, see? And it just adds to your expensive day.
But I'll show you the other ones that Texas has.
What happened to bleachers and a hot dog?
Spot's searching as hard for that picture as he is when he finds out someone he knows is on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
A ranchero chili relleno dog and a brisket milanese taco.
Keep scrolling down, Spot. I think it might be on this one.
That's.
Keep going.
Oh,
there it is.
It is on this one.
There it is. Look at that.
Meatballs and garlic knots. I like that.
I'm eating that thing in one bite.
Just deep throwing that bad boy.
It probably costs $40. Enjoy.
All right. Well, hey, happy eating. Happy opening day. That was what we call fat guy combos.
Charge, fat guys. Let's go. Hey, so again, we're Covino and Rich. Enjoy your baseball. Enjoy your food.
If you can't enjoy a campfire, you know, 60-ounce milkshake.
Fat guy combos.
While having a stack of meatballs and garlic knots, have you ever really lived?
No. Right. Enjoy your ice cream helmet. Enjoy all of it. It's now, back. It's great.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are going to Las Vegas this weekend for a quick trip. Some big fights. And I know, Covino, we're excited to maybe see some listeners, see some fighters.
Oh, yeah, man. This is great. It's PBC on Amazon Prime. They invited Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. We're going. But originally, it was supposed to be Tim Tszyu, Australian champion, versus Keith Thurman. Keith, one time, sometime, Thurman. And he got hurt. Because guess what? He hasn't fought in some time. So he got hurt. He's out. And everyone's like, ah. I was like, ah. Because I like Keith Thurman. I want to see him come back and fight Tim Tszyu. But Sebastian Fundora stepped up. Who's he? A ranked 6'5", some say 6'6", Vato Loco forever. And now it becomes a title fight. Even more at stake, even a better fight, because he's an actual contender. You have to be a contender to fight for the title. So Sebastian Fundora, 6'6", is fighting 5'7", Tim Tszyu this weekend. Again, Amazon Prime will be there. And then the undercard is great, too.
At the arena, are they having the ice cream fun day?
I don't know. Based should I bring Fundora? A helmet? I'm going to bring my boxing glove, fill it up with ice cream.
Listen, this looks like a fun one.
It's a WBO middle lightweight championship. Again, Fundora's 20-1. He's coming off a loss, though. And Tim Tszyu, 24-0. But the undercard is also really interesting. Rolly Romero's fighting Pitbull Cruz. Rolly Romero's always in the mix with Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney and all those guys. Tank Davis. So it's going to be a fun one. We'll be there. And we fly out tomorrow morning. So you got to listen out for us on Fox Sports Radio live from Vegas. Like to bring the fun to you. We always love a good fight, eating like slobs, and a nice hiney. Right?
I agree with
those things. So that made us think about our trip and getting on the plane.
Well, the more and more you scroll through social media and travel in your own life, there's people that are awful travelers.
Yeah.
We're talking about the type of people where you're like, who taught you how to like live?
Not everybody, in their defense, travels as often as we do. I know. For work, for fun. You know, it's just part of what we do.
You know, oh, you know what? We made a list, you and I. We casually, before overpromised, made a list of the worst types of travelers.
Yeah, the people we hope not to see early tomorrow morning and on our way back from Vegas. The people we don't want you to be like.
Now, before we get to the ones we already thought of, I thought of another before we can get there. Because I was thinking on the plane.
Yeah.
How about before you get on the plane? Can we talk about the people that have never been through a metal detector in their life?
Oh, they're the worst. Or and then they got their kids and their stroller and they don't know how to like take apart the stroller and they're like, oh, they're fiddling with everything.
The person that's like, oh, do I need to take off my big medallion chain? Yes.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I need to take off
my belt?
My belt.
Sorry, my chapstick was in my pocket. Here you go.
Are your pockets empty?
And by the way, we're not hating on families and kids. We've been there. But I knew how to disassemble.
You got to learn how to close your stroller. Practice at home.
It used to be where when TSA PreCheck was introduced, that used to divide the regular travelers from the inexperienced travelers.
Do I have to take out my computer?
Get out of here!
TSA PreCheck is so accessible that now it has ruined, it's leveled the playing field once again. So now you're mixed in with people that have been to the airport once.
I want TSA Prime. There's got to be like a next level now.
I have Clear, which is next level. But even then, you're still going through metal detectors with regular people.
You're right. These people drive you crazy. You know, they don't know the rules. They're fiddling and faddling. They're like, what's going on? But what about the person when you're on the plane? Okay.
Okay.
That gets way too comfy. In fact, isn't there a story this week about it?
I saw a video.
When I say way too comfy, I mean like their shoes come off, which is understandable. But then their bare Cheetos are out.
I saw one of those on Reddit, like, am I the asshole?
Yeah.
And it was a guy who said the person behind them put their bare foot in between the seats in front of him. So he's on the plane. He looks to his right. There's someone's Cheetos. So he's like, am I the asshole for slapping the person's foot away?
Not at all. That's when you slap their foot and then you turn around and you go, are you serious right now? Like, that's just ridiculous.
No bare feet.
Barefoot?
On the chairs. If you're
I don't want to see your sock foot, let alone your bare foot. It better not be anywhere in my line of vision. Get out of here with that. Yeah. Get out of here.
Oh, you're in the window seat? Perfect. My toes will be around you.
Who raised you? Get those Cheetos away from me. Your BATs, your busted ass toes. No thanks.
Unless you have a foot fetish, this must be a fantasy.
Oh. How about, and I've probably been this guy.
I have a question. Is it a foul or funny? If you go on a plane, the person does stick their feet between you?
Yeah.
What if you just tickle their toes?
No, get out of here. No.
Is that funny? Like, boom, boom.
I'm like, can you get this guy's feet out of here? Oh, thank you. I didn't order any of this.
Your foot's right here.
How about the person, I've done this, that falls asleep on you? Happens. It happens.
I don't mind that as much. It is a foul, but
they're drooling or snoring. It's like, all right.
I think it's almost sort of funny. But if they keep leaning on you, then you're like, dude, enough. If they lean on you one time, you're like, oh, how embarrassing and funny. They're leaning on me.
I'm definitely guilty of this, but I try real hard. I try not to be the guy who has to use the bathroom 10 times during the flight. So I try to get the aisle seat to not bother anybody. But if that person on the aisle is trying to sleep and you're by the window and you're getting up, like, that whole thing's a hassle.
You know what the most embarrassing thing is? When you're like, I think I could get over them without waking them up. And then they wake up and you're like mid-straddle, like, ooh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Like, what are you doing?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
This has been a trend on social media. People calling out folks, ladies that put their hair over the back of their seat and they cover your screen.
How is that even acceptable anywhere, anytime?
That's when you break out the scissor.
Like, you're Brutus Beefcake. I've seen the hair over the seat, like you said, on social media.
Yeah.
Recently on a flight, some woman was so comfy with her Cheetos out, leaning back. She had her arm completely over my screen. I was like, excuse me.
That's when I think you're playful and you tickle her hand or something.
No, because then, who knows? People get mad at you. That was like a real deal going on the whole time. I'm like, I'm trying to watch something here.
What are you watching there? Is that Chris Hansen?
I'm trying to watch Chris Hansen. No, you know what that was? The Whale.
Oh, The Whale.
Yeah. He was all excited about Fat Guy Radio.
I'll be right out. I made lemonade.
Let me give you a couple more quickies. How about the messy person? Oh, cut that
hair over the seat.
What is that?
The messy person's one, right?
Ugh. Oh, you mean the slob with the crumbs all over the place?
Dude, like,
guy who brought his sandwich and it smells like onions?
Can't you contain your, like, two biscotti cookies? Like, you're going to make that much of a mess? Like, give me a break. How about the guy?
Wasn't it a baseball player whose like wife
made all that mess?
The kid popcorn. Made mess, and like the flight attendant asked her to clean it up.
Clean up
after your kids.
You guys remember who that was? Let us know. At Covino and Rich, I remember that story.
Speaking of kids, I travel with my kids, and I get it. They're gonna cry when they're babies because of the pressure, and I get all this. But what about the parent that looks like they're giving no attempt?
Anthony Bass.
To me,
I remember that.
It's all about the attempt. Meaning, like, if you see a parent trying to settle down a kid and they can't...
Kids are going
to
be kids. We get that.
But when you see a parent not trying, yes. I'm like...
Somebody, okay. You want me to rock the baby? I will. You want me to take care of this? Yeah, that's ridiculous. Be attentive. How about, Rich? I know this is... We travel so much together, guys. Again, we're going to the fight this weekend. I know Rich's pet peeves. Rich hates it when we're taking like a red eye. You're just trying to get to sleep so you can have a normal day the next day. But some jabroni next to you wants to read and he's got the light on. He's opening up the window. Yeah, I'm trying to sleep, man.
Why do you got to open the window shade and why do you have to turn the light on a late night flight?
Like, what stop
it. You don't need your reading light. Stop it.
Reader on the red eye.
Reader on the red eye is an asshole.
Reader on the red eye is an asshole.
I mean, it's good to read, guys, but, you know, be respectful.
And to wrap this up, and Spot, one of the three of us is this person.
Gee, well, I know it's not me.
And I know it's not me.
So?
Steve Covino, on occasion, has been the person that jumps up the second the plan lands.
This is my favorite meme.
Like, just sit. You're in row 18. It's going to be a minute. Stop trying to stand up.
But you know what? I'm trying to avoid all the other people I hate who all of a sudden take their time and they don't know how to get out of the plane in an orderly fashion.
It's a zipper system.
Yes. Yeah. But some people move so slow, Spot, I just lose my patience. I apologize. And I can't believe you're wrapping it up without these two.
Oh, what do you got?
Because I'm also guilty of one of these. I'll let you decide which one. How about the dude who thinks like he's loud laughing at whatever he's watching?
You know what? I probably have done that. I probably laughed at what I'm watching.
Like, no, we're not all watching what you're watching, dude, but we're glad you're having a great time. And how about the guy who's just passing gas the whole time? You know, and everyone's looking around also, like, who's ripping ass?
That's also you.
Also you.
That's not me.
Also,
all right, it is me. But how about that guy? We all want to punch him in the face, right?
I texted Covino on our last flight.
Who's ripping ass?
On our way back from Nashville 2 weeks ago, I texted Covino. I go, stop farting.
I saw Rich like this.
I taste shit. All right, well, on that note,
you know, it could be anybody. That's the beauty of it.
Have a but great weekend. I know everyone's a little under the weather, allergies and sickness, and you got March Madness, you got baseball. So, hey, take it easy. Enjoy your weekend. And hey, thanks for hanging on Over Promise. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the Over Promise land. Let's go, Yankees. Let's go.
Let's go, Mets.
Stop passing gas on a plane.
Sorry.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than a 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.